Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL, the podcast where we throw out the rule book, where we dive in head first to the real and raw, unapologetic journey of living the best life. That includes lots of music. This is your go-to space for empowerment, for deep healing and owning your authenticity like the boss that you are. We're here to break down walls and slay self-doubt. Vibe to the soundtrack of your soul. With every beat and lyric, we'll move through stories that heal and empower. You can live your fullest and most badass life. Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL.
Hi, I'm Kitty. I am the host of the show today. I am speaking with Johnny Spencer. He is a singer, songwriter, model, musician, producer, and actor, amongst many other things. Welcome in. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. So I'm going to start right off and dig into some fun facts about Johnny. Can you tell me some fun facts about you that maybe some people who don't know you, or even some that do, may not know about you?
Well, because I used to live, I wouldn't say a fast life, but I used to like to hang out with certain friends. But because of everything I've been through, I don't go fast anymore in life. So I like to just be in a company of my own home. I like to go for drives. I like to listen to healing music. I love to listen to my favorite author and writer, Yanni. Because that kind of music actually puts me at ease. So I do things like that. And occasionally I'll do fun things like go to the movies and stuff, but you know, with my kids and things like that. But that's basically the fun stuff that I do.
More and more of a quiet kind of introvert type now.
Right. Right. And if I'm not doing that, obviously I'm doing the music. I'm doing everything else.
So I have to ask, if you're more quiet now, but when you're with people that you really know, are you a little bit more outspoken?
I'm more outspoken. I want to say before my mother passed away, I was an introvert. But it seemed like ever since I've been through what I've been through, and after my mother passed away, I've sort of transitioned into an extrovert. So I'm more vocal. I speak more. I'm more open-minded about things.
Yeah, that's some of that light, that goodness that comes from things like that.
Right.
So this is a great segue into, I'm interested in your turning or your pivot point in your life. What is there a pivot point that said, yes, this is no longer the same me. I am now somebody new, and it kind of brought you all the way to where you are right now? Or was it multiple different pivot points?
It was multiple. It was multiple because it seemed like once I was going to hit a point in my life where I would have settled down and just calmed down, something else would happen. And then something else would happen. And all that kept doing was changing the dynamic of my life. And at one point I said, you know what, I'm just going to just embrace the inevitable and just embrace whatever happens, because we don't know exactly how much things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's like, we don't want things to happen, but things happen. Yeah. And we say life is lifing all the time. And when something bad happens and then something else happens, what you want to do is believe that it's going to stop. Well, mm-hmm. It might not. So I just keep an open mind about it now. So I try not to have high hopes like, oh, it's going to stop. This is it. Because then something else might come up again. So it was a series of pivoting moments just over and over again. And I think, like I said, after my mother passed away, I think that's when things just started kind of calming down, because I was at the end of my season to suffer mode. Because everyone has a season to suffer.
Boy, don't we? I think it's just being human. I think it's just being human. That's our season to suffer.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you have a specific point that you would like to go back to try to talk about your story and kind of walk through some of the things that you've been through that might be impactful for other people?
Absolutely. First and foremost, I always tell people it's okay to not be okay. As long as you embrace and acknowledge the fact that you need help, whether socially, mentally, emotionally, verbally, financially, physically, or even spiritually, as long as you are embracing and acknowledging the fact that you need help, you have a chance. But for those that don't believe that there's nothing going on when there actually is, those are the people who are actually, I will call, delusional, because that means they will never get over what's going on in their life. So I was, I'm basically, when it comes to, suffering from anxiety, stress, and depression, especially from a young age. And then on top of that, that just led to more depression, being in a dark space. It led to suicide attempts. Suicide attempts led to something else. I just felt like I could not get a, you know, take a breather. You know, I just couldn't breathe. When I was going to be able to just sit and just breathe for once and everything be okay, you know? But it didn't happen because life just kept on happening. And it got to the point to where once again, I started giving up and I'm just like, why am I here? I don't have purpose anyway. But then I became a QA Navy inspector, and that was one of the greatest things I've ever done, was be a QA Navy inspector. But then I had a huge accident on the job. I broke my left elbow, you know, and so everything is titanium, and I can never fully extend my left arm because of that. So I'm right back to being that I don't have a purpose. I don't know what to do with my life. What am I doing? I'm insignificant. I shouldn't be here. But then my mother passed away. And then I lost my job a week after she passed away. And then I drank myself into a diabetic coma. So it's just a constant downward spiral of just events kept happening. And most people think that it happened within 3 years. I'm telling you, this is years of things happening. Like when I say 7 years before my mother passed away was the worst years of my life. So it's just nothing was helping. Nothing was helping.
Do you think that, and this is just something I'm interested in because I have a lot of questions about this. Do you think as a man that it was harder to talk about the mental health and the struggles that you were having because there's such a stigma on men to be stronger and not talk about those things?
Yes, because when you talk about things, when you're a man and you're struggling, that is actually honored because men go through. Men aren't supposed to be the warriors. We're supposed to be the heroes of the story. Even Superman gets battle scars until he goes up into the sun and he heals again. So it's honored, and people look up to you when you're actually having battle scars. But what is looked down on is when you start telling how you feel. That is looked upon as weakness. And I don't think it's a weakness telling you what's going on, you know. And then and when it's looked upon as weakness, that's before you even start the crying. So now people are looking at you like, oh my God, bro, get over it. Like, but they don't understand that what may have worked out for you didn't work out for me. So people who look down upon people who are actually going through, I don't believe that they've suffered enough. I don't believe that they've gone through enough, because if they did, they would understand it, but they don't. So that's why, and I wouldn't just say men, women too. We all go through something. And I believe that the reason why we don't want to talk to a therapist because they're a stranger. You don't want to air out all your laundry. You don't want to talk to certain friends because they don't know how to hold water. They tell the next person. You don't want to tell your family members because perhaps they may have put you there in the first place. So
That's true.
you're walking around with all this stuff and you don't know what to do with it. So what does that do? It just brings about more depression. It brings about more stress and more anxiety. And
It
that's
does.
just what, yeah.
Yeah, it does. And I always only speak from the women perspective because I'm a woman, right? And I know how I feel, but I have so many male friends that it's like, nope, we're not talking about emotion. Nope, we're not talking about this. We can't do this because that means we're weak. And so I have a lot of men in the group that really need that man figure, to be able to come in and say those things because it's not something that's a lot out there.
It's just how you handle it, you know what I mean? And the way I handle my emotions is simply telling people my truth and telling people my story as far as what happened to me and how I got out. I mean, you know, it's how you do it. So all this stuff about, well, you can't be, you're not going to talk about emotions. I don't mind talking about emotions. It's not holding me back, you know?
And I haven't had, I mean, I have the men that are friends and they will talk to me typically, but it's just not something that's openly talked about. And then that actually helps me dive into the next question because when you and I met, this odd little synchronicity of the universe threw us together,
It was quite the anomaly.
right? It was. And so for those of you that don't know, I was doing a TikTok. He was in the live scrolling through, and somehow or another, he ended up showing up right in the box next to me, which doesn't happen. I have to accept people into my live, and there he was. And so We feel
It's still
very
crazy.
blessed. We're
It's still
blessed.
crazy.
It is
It's still
crazy.
crazy.
It is crazy. And what I love so much about you is you and I are very different, but when I look at you, it is like a mirror. You do it differently, but we do the same thing. And I don't see that often. And so can you talk about the things that you do in your lives and why that is important for you?
Okay, so the biggest thing is music. The reason why music is a big thing in my life is because it came sudden a few about a month about a month or so after my mother passed away. I basically said, you know, God, if you don't help me, I'm not going to make it. And that night I started having dreams of music. Now, I've always loved music, and I love music in such a different way, because everybody can say, oh, I love music. I love, well, of course you do, but I love music like John Tesh, classical music, Yanni. I like that kind of music because it sounds different to me. I can hear every instrument in there and didn't know how to play it. So when I started having dreams of music, I don't know, just I started putting it together. Everything that I dream, I write it. And not many people can understand that, but I don't have to explain it all the time either. I'm only telling you that these dreams show me how to create music, and I create music from my dreams. I can go back and I will never ever remember how I started and how I recorded it. Just believe me when I say these dreams are what's teaching me how to do the music. And the music is what inspires the people. The music is what encourages the people. And I also became an inspirational and motivational speaker. So basically, I use speech and references of the Bible to help encourage people. I'm not a life coach. I don't tell people how to live their life and how to run their life. I just merely speak things to make them think differently so they can live their best life. Because I'm tired of people losing. I am. I'm tired of people losing. I am. And I believe that a lot of reasons why people are losing is because we all, for some reason, have this negative mindset. And I always say negativity only begets negativity. But if we practice positivity, then inevitably we will attain prosperity. But that's not reality, because we as people, it's in our nature to always be depressed, have anxiety, have stress. That brings about more negativity. And then you're wondering about your life and where you're going and all these bad circumstances. So that just brings on more negativity. So you find yourself walking around, I mean, I guess I'm not going to make it, you know, and all you're doing is speaking that in your life. And they
Yes,
says
sir.
life and life, death and life is in the power of the tongue. You keep speaking it. What you speak is what you become.
Have you found it? I noticed in some of your lives that you do have people, you open it up for people to come in and tell their story. I am so inspired by that because there is not enough safe spaces for people to come in and not be judged and tell their story. And I believe that when someone is actually heard or they feel heard, then that's when their healing begins. However, whatever their beliefs are, if someone can be acknowledged that they're heard. And so for you, have you had any feedback on that when you invite people in?
Yes, absolutely. So far, people love it, because, and I still have to be careful, because remember, all these apps, they're still not as safe as we want them to be. And I have to say that even TikTok is, I'm not going to say the app is not safe. It's just people aren't safe, because the app is what you make of it. So when I bring people up so they can tell their story, I tell them, listen, you will not be discriminated against. You will not be judged. You will not be criticized. You will receive no backlash. Out of 4 billion people on TikTok, I want my live to be at least one live where it's a safe place, a safe space, and a safe haven for people to tell their story. And like I said earlier, it's because they don't want to go to a therapist, because a therapist is a stranger. Sometimes when a person needs marriage counseling, they go to a person and find out that person's been married three or four times. You know what I mean? So how can they tell you how to live your life and how to have a marriage, and they can't even get it right by themselves? They don't want to talk to their friends, because let's just face it, some of your friends you've known for like 10, 15, 20 years, but they still don't know everything about you, because you know they don't know how to hold water. And the other thing, the third one is, you know, half the people, I want to say, it's their families that put them in that position.
Absolutely.
I tell people all the time, 1% of the scars that I bear come from people that I don't even know. But 99% of the scars that I bear come from the people that I do know. And somebody will say, well, you're a stranger too. I said, yes, but everybody else is airing out their laundry on TikTok anyway. So why not do it on a place like this, on this live? And people so far, they love it because they are being heard, as you say. They are being heard. They're not being judged. And it's just, and more and more people are coming into the live.
And I will say this too. The fact that you are a great representation of what the Christian faith is supposed to be, in my opinion, is that you allow people to tell their stories and you're not judging them openly, but you're allowing them that space to be able to talk to someone who represents it in a way that I believe is truly how it was supposed to be represented. And so
Absolutely.
that changes people's perspective on it so much when there is so much negative connotation towards any kind of religion. And so I love that you are that example for other people, especially those that are believers.
Right. And I will say this, that the biggest thing I don't do is judge. I am not no one's judge. And the one thing that they understand, if it's one thing they understand about me, is that not only do I not judge, but it doesn't matter what they believe in, because people believe in something. Whether you believe in God, whether you believe in the universe, whatever you believe in. There's one man came in there and said to me, "Well, I don't really believe in God. I believe in the universe." I said, "Okay. Oh, is that all right?" So that's all right. I said, "You have to search your own soul salvation. You have to figure it out." I said, "Who am I to judge you and tell you what you to believe in?" I said, "But I also want you to know, are you negative? Are you always feeling like you're at a loss?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Okay, so even the universe don't like you." He said, "Why is that?" I said, because you keep throwing 1 billion light years of negativity out there into the universe, and the universe keeps throwing 1 billion light years of negativity back at you. So again, it doesn't matter at this point concerning you. It doesn't matter what you believe in, because you're still negative at the end of the day.
It's
And what
true.
I said, Will Smith said it. If you want positive things, you want to be prosperous, throw positivity out there into the universe and they'll throw it right back. But you keep throwing negativity. I said, "You play baseball?" He's like, "Yeah." I said, "Oh, so you have a good arm. So you throwing 800 billion light years of negativity out there." He started laughing. But see, that's what I love. Because not only did he learn that I did not judge him, I used his logic and still told him, "You're still negative. It doesn't matter."
Yeah, I think so many times people come in, I think religion, because of how it's been represented in so many ways, it creates this box for people. And I think that it creates a box that makes God, universe, source very, very small. And it's like, if God is God, then he is universe. He is all of these things. He is everything. He's not just a box. And so that's on my belief on that. But I do think that there's so much lacking across and so much judgment from all religious communities on all sides, no matter what your beliefs are. And so it's so refreshing to run into someone like yourself that actually represents it in a way that is respectful and would lead more people that way. Because that's really what it's about. And no matter what the beliefs are, you definitely lead more, what is it, bees to honey, like with honey with sweetness instead of, other things. So I do love that. Is there a specific song that you've written that's been more impactful for you or been more of a pillar through your healing that you've written so far?
So one of the main songs that I've been inspired by the Lord to write is called "Shake Me, Make Me, Mold Me." That has been my anthem ever since I released it. And because a lot of times when I'm inspired to create this music, I'll only go back and listen to it just to make sure it's clean, it's presentable to the people. But then when I go back and listen to it myself, I'm like, "Oh my gosh, wow. I love this song." And I'm literally forgetting I'm the one that put it together, But "Shake Me, Make Me, Mold Me" is my anthem. And basically that's me just basically telling God, "Okay, I know I've been through this. I'm seeking to do better, but you have to shake me, make me, mold me, because I can't. Because remember, I've tried. We try to do things all on our own so much, and we fail every chance we get. So we need that power. We need that source to help us to get there. You can work 80 hours a week, and you will still not get ahead because more money, more problems. You're going to have bigger bills. That's just the way it goes. And if you don't have too many bills, the taxes are going to get you. So we need some kind of power source to help us get just sustain us. So shake me, make me, mold me has been my anthem ever since.
How has music overall impacted your life? I know you talked about very li later in life is when you had the musical dreams, but did you have music that was kind of this background of your life when you were younger? What kind of music did you listen to when you were younger? What was that soundtrack to your life, per se?
I've always listened to classical masterpieces, jazz. Yanni, he's always been my favorite. John Tesh. People of
I like John
the
Tesh.
John Tesh's man. I love listening to his station. But before I became who I am, I want to say that when it came to music, even in churches, I would play the drums here and there, and stuff like that. But I want to say my gift and talent has lied dormant for that long. And I feel like everybody has at least one gift, one talent. We get one gift, one talent. A lot of times it lies dormant because we're not ready to use it yet. Some of us have to continue to develop craft and develop skills and things like that. And then when you get to that end point, then that gift will just somehow just come to a head. And then you'll start using it. You know what I mean? Not everybody will believe that, but I'm a firm believer of that. That's why some people seem like they're making it and another person isn't. But one lady on my live, she asked me, she said, my question is, how come my life is a lot harder than others? And I told her, perhaps your calling is higher than others because there are different levels of what you go through. You know, somebody who's been fed with a silver spoon might go through a little bit, but you yourself might go through tenfold than that other person. But see, I always say the severity of what you go through will determine the outcome of how big your blessing is going to be. And it's always been that way. The more you go through, the bigger the outcome.
I actually remember you saying that when I first met you, and I was like, well, that makes sense. That makes sense because I continuously try to evolve and things like that. And I can say now, finally, everything feels absolutely where I'm supposed to be. But, for a long time, when we try to control it and we try to question why we're doing this instead of just moving through it and navigating it, and we forget to enjoy the journey there. Because so many times, like I look at you and I'm like, oh, you're Johnny. You sing, you do this, you do. I nobody knows the journey behind you, right? Because they only
They
see
don't.
what's right in front. And there's so much more to each person that we run into than just what we see. And so
Absolutely.
I
Absolutely.
definitely hold on to you saying that whenever I first met you.
Absolutely, because I always tell people, especially in my lives, that adversity, trials, and tribulations has a way of pulling you from where you used to be and putting you where you need to be. The sad, unfortunate reality is that people don't want to suffer. They don't want to go through. They don't want any trouble. They want the good and not the bad. They want the positives and not the negatives. They want the blessings and not the curses. I tell people, don't control it. Like you say, don't control it. Embrace it. Embrace the inevitable. I mean, you could talk about corporate and somebody in the office. That person sitting next to you has always and forever will be the person that is getting on your nerves. They make it hard for you. They're the laziest person on the job. You do all the work, but they still manage to get paid more than you. And then you go to the manager and you tell them about it, but they won't do nothing about it. No, God is not going to light up. Let me tell you why. Because he perhaps wants you to be the CEO of your own company and maybe the CEO of somebody else's company. So if you can't be the CEO and handle thousands, I mean, if you can't handle that one, how are you going to handle thousands?
And
So handle it.
there's those little plants planted, right? That are, if someone is triggering you, and I say this often, that triggers are this open door to a classroom where you're the subject and you can get up and go in, or you can shut the door, but that door is going to come open again and
Yeah,
again
it
and again
is.
and
Until
again.
you learn
And
and get the message, you just
right.
he work he you have you need to be the CEO of thousands, but you can't handle one person. So
Right.
that's going to keep happening until you get the message.
You
Don't
think
handle it.
you're ready, but you can't handle this. So how can I give you the next gift when you haven't passed this test?
And there's always somebody shorter than you. There's always you about 5'7" and this person is 4'11", 5'5", and they just giving you a run for your money.
No, it's so crazy, isn't it, how everything works. How about, I want to talk about this with you because I know that you have some stories with it, and I think a lot of the listeners can relate to this. We talked once about how when you are starting to grow, how you lose people, how people dissipate, and I describe it as you're no longer on the same energetic vibration. You literally disconnect and you're not even on the same planet sometimes, but we often lose people that we thought were our forever people, or we thought that we trusted, or we thought that we loved, and all those things. Can you talk about some of your experiences? And I know you have some things that you typically say about that. Can you talk about that for me?
It's, you know, and it's what we call reality. People have this idea that the people that they've known the longest and loved, they're going to be around forever. And that's not reality. You would think that the people that you've known the longest would stick by you when you become successful so they can become successful too. But that's not reality. They are going to consider you an abomination because you're doing better than them. Now, there are some people I call the competitor. The competitor can be a really, really close friend or a family member, and they want the best for you. They tell you that the world is your oyster. They want everything that you desire. They want you to be successful as long as you're not doing better than them. And that's when we separate the sheep from the goats. Because I tell people all the time, you are equivalent to a rocket. If you've seen a rocket go into outer space, even in a movie, a rocket has what we call rocket boosters. Now, rocket boosters serves their purpose, just like people. But at some point, the rocket boosters are going to fall off because they cannot handle the altitude in which the rocket is going. There's going to be some people in your life that can't even handle you now. So do you think they're going to handle you when you get to your destination? No. They don't even have to be a fight. Some people, I'm pretty sure that somebody, even you, had friends where there was no rumors, there was no fight, there was no one being angry, none of that stuff happened. You just naturally grew apart.
Absolutely.
Embrace that. They're not supposed, not everybody's supposed to go with you to your destination. Not everybody's supposed to go with you, especially if you've been through a lot more than they have. Yes, everybody has a story, but some people's story are a lot deeper than other people's story. Because I've heard people tell their story and I'm like, oh my gosh. And I thought I went through. I'm like, oh man. Oh wow.
I have found that, well, I have found that it was more of a trauma or a stress-related response to want to keep people around because it made me feel safe. And so
Right.
now that I'm trying, I'm like, no, I'm doing this. I'm going. I'm doing it. Nobody is stopping me. And
Right.
I'll not take people with me if I don't
Right.
have to. It's fine. I'm gonna do it. But I think coming to that term or with yourself, coming to terms with that yourself, that is also very empowering because you finally realize like you've been trying to drag people through a door that's shaped just for you this whole time. That's why you haven't been able to get through the door.
Right.
But
I find it really hilarious and quite comical that the people you're trying to drag in the door don't want to go in the door, but you're trying to drag them in there. So I look at it like this. Sometimes the reason why we can't get to where we need to be is because you don't know how to release people. Some people need to be released. They're the reasons why they're not holding me back, but they are because you're trying to bring them through a door that they can't go in.
I
So
think
you're
it's a
being held back. So now they're not going in the door, and neither are you because you're trying to help them through the door and they're not going. So there's resistance. So I tell people all the time, listen, if you really want to get to where you need to be, sometimes you have to release people. It's going to hurt. I've learned it. You can either learn it the way I'm telling you about the rockets, or you can learn it the hard way like I did. Because in the industry, I'm telling you right now,
Yeah.
I found out that it's the people who don't even know me who will encourage me and support me.
Oh yeah.
My own friends and family don't even listen to my music.
I feel that so much right now. I feel
You
that.
know, if they do, I don't know nothing about it. They don't tell me. But last time I checked, they don't listen to my music.
Yeah.
So, and it's not, am I upset? Absolutely not, because that's reality.
Yeah.
That's
But
reality.
did it upset you initially?
I want to say, I wondered, it didn't upset me. I
Mm.
was asking the question, like, why would my own family listen to my music?
Yeah.
But I think after all I've been through, things just come quick for me. So I don't
Yeah.
sit
Yeah.
and soak it a whole
Yeah.
lot. You know what I mean? I don't sit in that
Yeah.
space anymore
Yeah.
because I know where that's going to take me. So what I do is I ask the question, I analyze it. Oh, okay. And I just shrug my shoulder off and I just keep going.
Yeah.
Because when you have that understanding, this is what life is. This is the reality of it. I mean, I always talk about Joseph. Joseph's brothers didn't like him. They hated his guts.
Yeah.
They threw him in the pit. They sold him into slavery. Like they did all that stuff. So when I look at that story, I'm like, yeah, well, it is what it is. But I think the 700,000 people listening to my song in Jamaica, you
Yeah,
know,
no,
thank God for that.
yeah, no, it's so true. I think for me, it was a good healing point when I started to realize that I needed to look at my siblings and my parents and everybody just as people, not with these expectations of what I thought that they should do. And now I'm like, I don't know if I want you guys listening to my stuff. Because, you know, now I'm like, I don't know. But I do find it very interesting that my biggest supporters and the people that I've most fallen in love with are random encounters that I meet. And I know that they are universally there. And for me, that's almost more meaningful for me as I move through everything because I know that there's other people that have gone through the same things. So,
Right.
yeah.
Right.
So,
Absolutely.
talk to me about what's coming up for you. What kind of things can we expect to see coming from
Ooh,
Johnny?
man. Well,
All kinds.
oh man. I have some acting opportunities coming up. I just launched my online store. People are starting to buy the merch. I believe that that's going to be blessed as well. It takes time. I mean, anybody who opens up a store, whether digital or, you know, in the world.
Can you talk about your store, what's in it?
So I was laying down one day, and make long story short, within minutes, the Lord gave me this idea to take the quotes that He's given me and put it on merch. And I'm like, I don't know how to do all that. And He said, well, you do know how to research. So go do it. And people don't realize you have to work. Like you have to get this done. I mean, I tell people do the natural and let God put the super in front of it. You can only plant, you can only water, but God does the increase. So I was like, okay, let me do the research. And next thing you know, within a couple hours, I launched my store. It's called Johnny's Positive Prints. And what I do is, again, I take my quotes and I put it on merchandise. So two of the quotes that I've launched, one says, you see my glory, you don't know my story.
That's
And then
exactly what we talked about. I love that.
And then the second one that I launched, it says, some people can make your life good by walking into it, but you turn the shirt over, it says they can also make your life better by walking out of it.
Preaching the facts over here.
Hey, you know, you have to understand, like, you know, it was good that you was in my life. It was
Yeah,
good that
yeah. It's
it
even
we had
better
a
that you're
ball. It
gone.
was good. Yeah, we had a ball. It was a good run.
Yeah.
And then because what happens is when a person leaves your life actually gets better.
It does.
And you start to realize that, but you won't know that unless they leave.
No, and when you keep them there, it builds resentment and all those different things. And so
Absolutely.
it's when it happens, it's hard, but then you're like, oh.
Because there are some people that they parted ways with people and they'd look back and like, oh man, it's been 6 months. I haven't heard from this person in a while. Well, because it made your life better. You didn't even think about them.
Yeah. And that's the sad truth. Whenever too, you start looking into all the effort you put into all the people around you, and then when you stop, who shows up for you?
Absolutely.
It's important. It's important. It's so important. So what else do you have going on?
I try to keep it I try to keep it balanced, but between the music, between the acting. So I get cast. I do a lot of voiceovers and voice acting, but I'm starting to do like more of the actual acting. I was casted in this live murder mystery called The Dinner Detective. And they put that on maybe two, three times a month. We have three little, they're from out of California, but we have like three locations out of Mass, three in Connecticut, three here in Rhode Island. And it's a murder mystery show. Now, I've been asked the question, how come they won't air it? Well, it's a murder mystery show. You're not supposed to, if they were to air it, then you would know who all the people are, the actors are. They don't want you to
Yeah.
know. There's no point. But other than that, I'm doing the online store, but I've also been doing social media marketing. But again, things take time for it to just, you know what I mean, to just come, to
Yeah.
just get bigger and bigger. But it's getting bigger, and that's basically what I'm doing. I mean, it's funny that it's funny, you know, I don't want to say it here because people think I'm busy all the time. I
Yeah.
like to let people think that way. I stay active. I think it's important that we stay active. No, because how I look at it like this: music is not going to sell unless I do it.
Oh, yeah.
Merchandise is not going to sell unless I put my designs out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Acting, I won't get no opportunities in acting unless I go out there and audition. I
Yeah.
mean, I'm not the greatest actor in the world. I don't think anybody is. But in order for you to get through and land those roles, you have to go and
Yeah.
just be out there. You know, so far I've had maybe seven people. I told them, listen, if you don't have an agency, go on backstage.com. That website is for people who have no agent. They're just freelancing. That's how Charlie Sheen got picked up. Backstage has
Yeah.
been there for years, and it helps out. I think there's right now there's over 200,000 acting roles right now.
Oh, wow.
Pick one. No, I sometimes I'll pick 25 of them, and I'll just do auditions, and then do 25 for a comeback, you know? So you can do it if you want to.
It
It's a choice.
all takes time. It really
It
does.
all takes time.
Any type of thing that is your dream that you're wanting to do and build, it's going to take time. And sometimes I feel like I'm spinning my wheels, or I might be working 24 hours one day, and then the next day I'll
Right.
sit down, but then my brain is still going to the next thing.
Right. And I tell people, listen,
Yeah.
you have to get out there and do it. They
You
say
really do.
faith without works is dead. Like you can't, like you have to do something. No one's gonna do it for you.
Yeah.
Like you have to do the work, you have to do something. You
Yeah.
can't sit back and say, well, I want to be a movie star, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, but you're not doing anything to get yourself
Yeah.
out there. Like you have to put yourself out there a little bit.
Yeah. No one's
I'm
going
not
to come
saying,
in and say, you know what?
yeah,
You.
absolutely. Absolutely.
You
Absolutely. I've been to so many different churches, and you got the musicians up there, and they're really good. Some
Yeah.
of them a lot, I'm beyond, some of them a lot better than me. And I'm telling you, I'm like, but what are you doing? Oh, well, I don't want to waste nobody's time. See,
Yeah.
there we go. Listen, you could be put on the map if you want it. I
Yeah.
talked about one of my lives, I talked about choice, change, and circumstance. People have this idea that circumstances are always bad. Consequences are always bad. There are good and bad consequences. There are good and bad circumstances. The choices we make will forever change the dynamic of our circumstance. If you want things to change, you've been sitting there for so long, nothing's been happening. So
Yeah.
go and do something. Maybe something will happen, you know? But you'll never
Yeah.
know unless you do it.
Yeah. And
You
can
never
we
know.
talk about how hard it is whenever you think you've done everything and you're like, I have to step out of another box. I don't want to put myself out there again. I just don't want to. But there really is this big, beautiful open world once you climb out of those boxes and put yourself out there. I told you, I still get nervous before I do these, and I talk to people all the time. Like, I get like my stomach is in knots, and I'm like, this is not even, this is
Yeah.
like, what is the worst that can happen? Nothing. That's what can happen.
Right.
And, but it's healthy. It's healthy to do that and put yourself out there. People so much nowadays think that they don't require or they're not required to do any work, and they still deserve absolutely everything without even showing up in their fullest. And,
Listen, I tell people the truth. I'm like, listen, God is not going to say,
yeah.
Michael, I want you to write lyrics to a song. Gabriel, I want you to write the title of the song. Raphael, I want you to get some angels together and create music. I want y'all to do, and then I want you to go down there and put Johnny's name on it and then let it sell. Like that doesn't happen. No, you have to do the work. Like you have to.
And
But you
it's
know.
scary for people to show up anymore just in their full authentic self. That's part of the reason why I wanted to do this show is because one, music, but then the authenticity that's lacking in the world because people are so scared to jump up and just show like this is who I am because there's all these other things. But the
Right.
thing is you're still in the same place that you were before if you don't
Right.
take the chance. Nothing has happened. I mean, maybe people are going to be mean to you, maybe they're going to say bad things about you, whatever, who cares?
Right.
But you're still going to be in the same place if you don't at least try. Don't at
I
least.
mean, when I okay, so someone else talked to me about that. Well, people not might not like what I have to do. Let me tell you something. What when people critique and judge what you do, they're only doing their job, or they know that it's really, really good and it might outclass them. But I don't focus on what people think about my music. That's why Prince sold a lot more music than a lot of people. Matter of fact, him and Michael Jackson was neck and neck. But you have to remember, Michael Jackson started, he was a kid. This is why I admire Prince, because
I'm very
Prince didn't
jealous.
start when he was a kid. He didn't start when he was a kid. He was literally like 20 something years old, I think, when he got started. And he used to be a janitor. And he went in there one day, they let him go in there, and he started making music. He didn't have the luxury of having brothers and them just coming up together and growing in music. He just got in there, and he still did as good as Michael Jackson. But my thing about Prince is he didn't stop. He went out there and did something. He didn't care what people thought about his music and how it sounded and how. And then once he became popular, then everybody started liking it. You cannot focus on what people think about you. Because if you go into the industry or whatever you do, thinking that everybody's gonna like what you do, you're already defeated. I didn't come into the industry thinking that everybody's gonna like my music. I do Christian music. Like I know no, not everybody's gonna like it. You know what I mean? Or go ask the man who's been listening to country music for the last 30 years. Hey, you like rap? Oh, I know godforsaken rap. You kidding me? You know what I mean? So, I mean, just over what? I think there's recorded, I think there's 330 mil over 330 million people in the United States of America. Kanye West only has like 30 million followers on Instagram. So clearly, man, everybody's gonna follow you. And it's not that I'm bagging on Kanye West. I'm just using them as examples. Like, listen, Kanye West is one of the greats. Jay-Z's one, Beyonce's one of the greats. We got 330 million people in the US. 330 million people ain't following her. You know what I mean? So you don't have to worry about people and what they think about you. Do it for you. Like, do it to benefit yourself and your family and household. So
I
that's why I
think,
try to steal in people.
I've heard this recently through different interviews and then through one of my business mentors, and he said, you know, if everybody likes you, then you're not doing everything that you should. Because when you finally do start doing exactly what you know and what you want to do, you're going to have people that don't like you anymore or they have a problem with you. And that's when you know, okay, this is going, this is going. And so it's more of a celebratory thing to have people who don't like you or they unfollow you when you're doing
Right.
what you feel called to do, because then you're able to open up space for those people that really do need what you have to offer.
Right. I mean, I just started TikTok back in January, and I didn't have many followers until I started going live. Then the numbers just started building up because then I realized, wow, people really do need to be encouraged, even the
They
trolls.
do.
And it's like when it comes to that, one person said to me, "Well, what if I get like 10 no's?" I said, "Listen, you are going to go out there and you may hear 99 no's, but you may get one yes.
Yeah, what if
But
he's the yes?
you have to do the work." Okay, well, what if I get 100 no's? You're still going to get one yes, but you have to keep doing it. You can't stop.
We
Because once you stop,
focus.
I told this one woman, I said, once you stop, that probably was your opportunity.
We focus so much on all the potential negative that circulates in our mind. And it's like, well, this could happen, and this could happen, and this could happen. And it's like, but this could happen. Like, focus on this possibility, not all the negative. Like, we are so trained to only see the negative that if we could
It's in our
just
nature.
see the positive more, and I don't live in the like toxic positivity, everything's rainbows. Like, I get it. There is crap out there, but it's if we could focus more on that, then we would just continue to bring more in. And
Absolutely.
you know, it's it
And
can,
I'll say it again, negativity only begets negativity. When you're
yeah.
negative, negative comes.
Yeah.
But if you practice
Yeah.
positivity, inevitably you will
Yeah.
attain prosperity. But like the word of God says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so he is. So if a man goes around thinking and saying in his heart,
Yeah.
I will never be rich, well, then he'll never be rich. If a
Yeah.
woman goes around thinking and saying in her heart, all men are dogs, well, she's going to meet every last one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because negativity is negativity. And the reason why I say that is because it also says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if he is thinking and saying something in his heart, he's going to speak it. And like we say, what you speak is what you become. So why not just speak life? Why
Yeah.
not just speak positivity? Manifest some things. You've been manifesting negativity this whole time.
Yeah.
So try to manifest positivity.
Yeah. I heard the other day, I can't quite remember where I saw it, but it was this example of energetic, just the energy that you put out versus what you bring in. And it said, think about your energy like a mirror and you're looking in the mirror. When you look in the mirror and you're smiling, it smiles back, just like when you put good energy out, you're getting that good energy in. Very, very rarely, like never, are you going to
Right,
ever look in the mirror and
right,
smile and you're going to get a sad face. Like,
right,
it's
right,
just not going to happen. Things that are hard are still going to impact you to where it feels that way. But if you're looking in the mirror and you see a happy face, you're going to get a happy face, or at least enter that kind of energy back, and vice versa. And I was like, that's a great just visual example for those that learn that way, because you know that when you're smiling, you're not going to ever look at your face and see a negative face
Right,
back. You're just not
exactly.
going to.
You're right.
And it makes so much more sense. If someone is struggling on something that's very heavy and very dark in their life right now, what is some advice that you could give to them to help them through it?
If you are going through something dark right now, and I don't like to give advice because what will work out for one person might not work out
Sure.
for another person. And if I tell you what to do, I don't want you to come back and say it didn't work.
Right.
So you know what I mean? I just
Here's an
so I don't.
idea.
It's an idea.
It's
I like
an
to suggest
idea.
my suggestion would be to embrace the inevitable. What you go through, you may be going through it right now. It's happening. You have to learn to deal with it. It will adversity, trials, and tribulations can be anything, even being in a dark space. And I always tell people that what you really, really need to do is just take it head on the best you can, because it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
Take it on the best you can, because that is going to give you strength, it's going to give you endurance, it's going to give you stamina. You don't realize what you're going through is going to help you when you get to your destination. But you're never going to know that unless you go through it. I've never seen anyone go from success to success. There's always a season to suffer before you get to your success. I have a whole lot of examples to give you, but just believe me that I've been through that. I'm sure you've been through that.
Yeah.
And I think what happens is people go through things and they just kind of just want to run away from it. People want to stay at work for a longer time because they want to go home and deal with it. I even say it in my lives, some of you are sitting right here, listening to me while you're sitting in your car because you don't want to go into work. You don't want to go in home. Go.
Yeah.
I'm not the kind of friend that will tell you, oh, it's going to be okay. It's going to be, no, it's not going to be okay as long as you keep being negative.
Yeah.
It's going to keep happening. You're going through it. You have to deal with it. Deal with it so you can come out of it and get and go to the next step.
Yeah, because even if you hide in your cave to stay away from it, you still at some point have to come out and face it and handle it and deal with it. It's not going
Absolutely,
to go away.
because going through is what helps you acquire peace. And if
Yeah.
somebody said, well, no, I ask God and ask him to give to give to help me with my peace and to help me with my patience, I'm like, well, that's the wrong prayer, because it's
Oh, yeah,
that's
don't do
the wrong prayer,
that.
because the word of God says that Trials and tribulations work with patience, so you have to go through in order to develop patience. So you're praying the wrong prayer. You already got enough on your plate.
Don't pray for
Why would you ask
patience.
for more? And you wonder why you keep going through. Keep your mouth shut. Like you're
Why
going
on
through
here?
enough already.
Don't ask for
You're
patience.
going through enough. You know what I
No.
mean? So whatever little bit that you're going through, also tell people too. A lot of people are going through. And what they do is they keep the devil's name in their mouth all the time. Stop giving him that much credit. He don't have that much kind. He don't have that kind of power. He don't. He only does as long as God allows him to do. And I feel like if you keep him out your mouth and just understand that you're just going through it, for whatever God-given reason, you're going through it. It's happening. All you have to do is say, okay, I can't control it. That's when you start becoming at peace with it, because now you're developing an understanding. You can't control the uncontrollable. Because if you keep trying to control the things you can't control, that part of your life is going to overpower you, overtake you, overrule you, and have dominion over you. You will always be a step behind. You will always be at a disadvantage. So that is my quote unquote suggestion, not advice, is that when things are happening right now, and they might be, embrace it the best you can. Take it head on. Because maybe the next time, because remember, you're going through something right now. It may be big to you, but it might be little to God. You might believe in the universe. It might be a little to the universe. You know? So take it head on, because when you get to your destination, you might have to deal with more than that. You're not going to be able to if you don't handle this. So just go through it. Just go through it.
And so many times when people are struggling, there are several people that I know that are struggling, and they struggle with very heavy, unaliving thoughts and things like that. And it's like we fail to look at where we came from. We fail to look at where we started because we're
All the
stuck
time.
in the moment. And it's like, look at where you started and where you are now, right? Johnny, look at where you started and where you are now. Like, we are completely different people and we've been through so much. And you're like, oh, this is so heavy. You've been through things before. You know how this works. Like,
And it's funny how,
keep
and it's funny you say that, because people actually do say that, man, that's heavy. Well, you went through it. What do you mean? It's
going.
like you didn't even think about exactly what you was going through, you know. And I tell people, it's not about how you start, it's how you finish. It's not about how you begin, it's how you end.
Have some gratefulness and for yourself and compassion for yourself on how far you've come, because everybody has really, this journey is not for the weak.
I mean, and people will look at me and, wow, you're a Christian artist, you're this, you're that. And I'm like, listen, I appreciate the compliment, but you see my glory, you don't know my story. Like, what it took to get here was a lot. You're not ready. Don't wish for something that somebody else is, because you have no idea. I have no idea what you went through for you to be where you are right now, Kitty. No idea. None. None whatsoever.
And we all have those battle scars. And it's funny, I had someone ask me about my story the other day, and I was like, I mean, I'll tell it. It's not a secret or anything like that, but it's one of those things that I think I have gone through the things that I've gone through, that I have turned enough chapters to where it's like I don't identify with that anymore. I don't mind telling it in a non-emotional way, but it doesn't feel like me anymore. And so, our stories are our story, and it brings us to where we are right here.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
Do you have anything else you want to share with anybody before we jump off?
I want to say that some of you out there might be hurting and pain. You might be disappointed because your dreams haven't come true. It's not because you're not gifted or talented. Is because I believe God has something greater for you. And I always tell people, and just like mama's cooking, a microwave or a toaster oven just won't do. Some of you are constantly putting food in a microwave and taking out all the ingredients and nutrients and juices of the food. Some of you are using toaster ovens where you are burning and hardening the top while the bottom stays soft. So, like mama's cooking, a microwave or a toaster oven just won't do. Some of you need more herbs and you need more spices. Let God take you out the package of prosperity. Let him gut you out and, take all those impurities out of you. Let him wash you with the water of life. Let him season you and sanctify you. Let him flip you over and season you with his grace. Let him go into the cupboard of holiness and take out the marinations of miracles. Let him marinate you with his blessings and keep you in the refrigerator for a few days, because I'm gonna be honest, I've never seen Thanksgiving cooked in one day. Some of you take 2, 3, 4 days to prep for Thanksgiving. Let him prep you, because I believe when he is done mixing you, marinating you, prepping you, and preserving you, then he will serve you to a starving world, but not before.
Great, great, great information. I love it. It's impactful. It's true. Everybody stop trying to make it happen overnight. Stop it. Stop it.
Stop with the get rich quick scheme. Stop. People think that life is all about a destination.
Yeah.
Life is more of an exploration, while you learning determination before you get to your destination. Figure out what you are. Figure out what you're doing. Figure out what your worth is, what your goods and what your bads are, what you're good at and what you're not good at. You have time. Live. Just go along with the ride. Let God, or if you believe in the universe, let the universe do its thing.
Yeah.
Just let it happen, but stop doing it on your own, because you can't.
Yeah.
You
Find
can't.
joy. Find joy and walk
You
down
say
that road.
there's a bigger power. Well, let the bigger power do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I love this and I appreciate you so very much. So.
No, I thank you, and I still think how we met was quite the anomaly. It was weird. It
was.
was weird. I wasn't even supposed to be in your live, but I ended up in your live. And then it said 10, 9. I'm like, why is it counting down? Am I going inside the box? What is she? I didn't have to come in the box. And you're like, oh,
I said,
hey. I'm
how'd
like,
you get
dang.
here?
I
I
didn't get in
was like, I'm not trying to be rude, but how'd you get in my box?
there. I'm like,
What happened?
it said you invited me. I said, but look, and look, I don't believe in coincidences. And now we're
Don't
here.
either. It's a true
Now we're
story. True story. Well,
here.
keep spreading all your goodness. It is so refreshing to see someone doing those things. And I know I appreciate you. I know everyone else does as well.
Well, I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. And there's more to come from the both of us. From the both of
Absolutely.
us.
More
We, I
collaborations
guess,
too. Absolutely.
absolutely. I believe that we both have this thought that we're trying to save the world. We're trying to save people, but we understand that we can't save everybody, but we're going to try.
Yeah, I often will say, I'm just a
Ooh.
girl trying to save the world. I started with myself, like I'm supposed to, okay? So now we can move on.
When people say certain things to me, I say, listen, because one guy said to me in the chat, he said, so what are you a pastor? Are you? I said, no.
Yeah.
I don't do titles. I said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell somebody about somebody who can save anybody.
Right.
That's all I'm doing.
Yeah.
I will never think myself more than who I truly am, because I know what I've been through. Anybody can get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anybody can life be lifing. Anybody can go through
Life
it. No one is
laughing.
exempt.
That's
You are
so true.
subject to a lifing. You
Yeah.
know what I mean?
Yep. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Miss Kitty. I appreciate you.
You're
And this
welcome.
ain't the end. This ain't the end. We're going to
Yeah,
continue
no.
to connect.
We definitely have some more conversations to be had. So, absolutely.
Absolutely.
All
Can't
right.
wait. Can't wait.
Thank you. Thank you.